Better Sex Blog, archive for April 2015. Get the Dog Off the Bed by Batsheva Marcus, LMSW, MPH, PhD. Some of our patients love animals, and I get that. But more than once I've been in the position of having to convince people to get the dog off the bed. If you come into our office trying to improve your sex life, it stands to reason I'm not going to approve of your pet getting between you and your partner, even if, as you claim, your dog is the cutest, smartest, most special pet ever. Your bed should be for you and your partner, period. And as you know, it's hard to find time for sex. To have to find time after shooing the dog off the bed and chasing him out of the room, or to try to have sex with a whiny animal outside the door, is ridiculous. I know it sounds silly, but trust me, it's not. Find a comfy place for your dog to sleep outside of your bedroom and make it clear that your bedroom belongs to you and your partner. Honestly, I'm not prejudiced about pets. I make the same recommendation for people with little kids. I love little kids, I do. Just not in the bed with me and my husband.